Well, through Friday, the Alaska Division of Elections says it has received more than 3,000 absentee ballots for the November 6th general election. Those voters would not have known that incumbent Governor Bill Walker was ending his re-election campaign, which he announced Friday. Jerry McBeth is a political science professor emeritus at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says the impact those absentee ballots will have on the governor's race is unclear.
So, in a really tight election, yes, the absentee ballots are going to make a difference, but I'm not thinking that this election race is going to be that tight.
He estimates absentee votes will account for less than 10% of the overall ballot count. Recent polls had shown Democrat Mark Begich and Independent Walker splitting the vote, giving Republican Mike Dunleavy a considerable advantage. Libertarian candidate Billy Toyin is also running.
And so then the question is, what is going to happen to the votes that Walker and Millar otherwise would have gotten? And they won't break down the middle.
Ballots for the November 6th general election will still feature Bill Walker and former Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, who resigned last week. Mallott said he'd made inappropriate comments that put someone, quote, in a position of vulnerability. Walker threw his support behind Begich, saying the former U.S. senator has a better chance of beating Dunleavy. The Division of Elections said Monday any votes cast for a candidate on the ballot would be counted regardless of whether the candidate is still running. According to division spokesperson Samantha Miller, that means voters cannot re-vote after the absentee ballots have been received. The deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail is October 27th. Early and absentee in-person, electronic transmission, and special needs voting began today across Alaska.